Panic-stricken people and police are seen in Russia's volatile Dagestan region. The area plunged into mourning on Monday following attacks against houses of worship in the regional capital Makhachkala and Derbent with an ancient Jewish community. The investigative committee, the country's top state criminal investigation agency, said all five attackers were killed after horrific battles. Of the 19 other people killed, 15 were police. Among the dead was the Reverend Nikolai Katalnikov, a 66-year-old Russian Orthodox priest at a church here in Derbent. Local authorities said the attackers slit his throat before setting fire to the church. The attack came as the Orthodox faithful celebrated their Pentecost, also known as Trinity Sunday. The Kelle Numas Synagogue in Derbent also was set ablaze. Shortly after the attacks in Derbent, militants reportedly fired at a police checkpoint in nearby Makhachkala. They attacked the Russian Orthodox Church and the synagogue there before being hunted down and killed by special forces. Medical authorities in Dagestan said 16 people, including 13 police, were hospitalized with injuries, including four officers in grave condition. The bloodshed was the latest that officials blamed on Islamic extremists in the predominantly Muslim region in the North Caucasus. It was also the deadliest in Russia since March, when gunmen opened fire at a concert in suburban Moscow, killing 145 people. An affiliate of the Islamic State group in Afghanistan that claimed responsibility for March's raid quickly praised the attack in Dagestan. It said it was conducted by brothers in the Caucasus who showed that they are still strong. The Washington-based Institute for the Study of War argued that the Islamic State group's North Caucasus branch, Vilayat Kavkaz, likely was behind the attack, describing it as complex and coordinated. Dagestan Governor Sergei Melikov blamed members of Islamic sleeper cells directed from abroad, but didn't give any other details. He said the assailants aimed at sowing panic and fear and attempted to link the attack to Moscow's military action in Ukraine, but also provided no evidence. Russian President Vladimir Putin had sought to blame the March attack on Ukraine, despite the claim of responsibility by an Islamic State affiliate. Kiev has vehemently denied any involvement. The attacks came as Russia is also reeling from the worst anti-Semitic incident in the country's recent memory. Dagestan made headlines last year after a crowd stormed the local airport in what was seen as an attempted pogrom against Jewish travelers landing from Israel. Critics said the threats and violence, reminiscent of Tsarist-era persecution of Jews, indicated the dangers for Russia of stoking anti-Semitic sentiment amid its full-scale invasion of Ukraine and repercussions from the Israel-Hamas war. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.